You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White explores the fact and fiction behind the tale of William Tell.
One of the most famous pieces of music ever written frames this week's exploration of a man who might be pure legend, who might have a historical basis, or might be a mix of both. When Rossini wrote his 1829 opera entitled William Tell, from which comes the famous overture by that same name, he did so based upon a long tradition recounted in literature and folklore, modeled on a person by that name who reportedly lived in medieval Switzerland. For certain, William Tell is a composite of a figure with 14th century origins, and the fascinating stories about him first appeared in the 15th century. But he emerges fully described in print in an early 16th century chronicle called the Chronicum Helveticum, or the Chronicle of the Swiss Confederation. Even today, at least one aspect of his story is popularly recognized, for he is still a folk hero of sorts. William Tell, a name that is now 700 years old. The fact that it is still recognizable should already inform us about a message within his tale, obviously something that is universal, timeless, and that we want to keep repeating. As our 16th century account reported, William Tell was an outstanding marksman, proficient and accurate with a crossbow. It was a time when the powerful Habsburg family dominated this part of Europe, and according to the chronicle, Tell got himself into a little trouble with a local official named Gessler, who raised his hat atop a pole in the town square and ordered that all who passed by must bow to it. William Tell reacted to this act of hubris by shooting the hat from the pole. The chronicle goes on to tell us that Gessler had Tell arrested and agreed to pardon him only if Tell could shoot an apple off of his own son's head. Now, this part of the story is what we are most familiar with, of course. For Tell not only used his keen marksmanship to miss wounding his own son, the story goes on to say that he, in fact, split the apple cleanly into two halves. Tell had two arrows with him that day, and he used the second one to kill Gessler, or so most versions of the story suggest. Not much is repeated in history or lore until a play by the name of William Tell appeared in 1804 by Friedrich Schiller, making quite the hero of him. He then became an icon of nationalism during the long struggles of 19th century Europe. Rossini's 1829 opera certainly immortalized him in music, and is noted to this day it represents one of the most instantly recognizable pieces of music anywhere in the world. Tell even became the official mascot of the short-lived Helvetic Republic of the French Revolutionary era. His name was invoked by the assassin John Wilkes Booth, who proclaimed that for doing what he had done, killing President Lincoln, heroes had been made of Brutus and William Tell. Except, of course, not quite. Few people remember Brutus as a hero, and no one is certain that William Tell ever existed. Were the events described in the 16th century chronicle real, exaggerations, or simply repeated folklore in an era that struggled against Habsburg domination? The ultimate jury to decide this question, the historians, are undecided, with the majority expressing doubt that William Tell is anything beyond a fictional saga. Yet clearly he represents something important, the ability to stand against oppression and unfair uses of power. Clearly that is a timeless portion of his tale, even to this day.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.